you're going to know the recitative for the next aria. It's going to sound very familiar, but the aria itself probably won't. The aria was written to replace De Vieni Non Tardar from Le Nozze di Figaro when it was revived in 1789. The Susanna in that production was Adriana Ferrarese. I love saying that. It was written about Ferrarese that, in living memory, no such voice has sounded within Vienna's walls. She sang in London, in Venice, in Vienna, and the music that was written for her tends to emphasize fioritura, large leaps, and the low end of her range. She originated the role of Fiordaligi in Così fan tutte, and if you listen to the opening phrase of Fiordaligi's Act One aria, Come scoglio, it makes it pretty evident that Ferrarese's voice was suited to both large leaps and the low end of her range. She was in Vienna for 30 months, from 1788 to 1791, which coincided with the height of Mozart's librettist. Lorenzo di Ponte was there as well. Now, the two of them were dismissed at the exact same time. Hint. Now, the ostensible reason was that De Ponte was guilty of revolutionary thought, but he was also suspected of having a relationship with the very married Adriana Ferrarese. Nevertheless, she continued her career in Italy, singing opera seria until the turn of the century. So now, giunse a fin il momento, not followed by De Vieni, but followed by Al desio di chi t'adora.